Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Laura Miller is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Laura is a new friend. She's the president of Inc. from Chase, which is the business card portfolio. If I understand, I think I'm saying that the right way, Laura. Welcome to the show.
Yes, you are. Great. Good morning. Thank you.
Good to have you here. Laura, your organization, along with NABO, the National Association of Women Business Owners, which my audience knows very well. I've had many of the leaders of NABO on the show many times over the years. Your two organizations came together and conducted a survey of small business owners, and I'd like for you to tell us what the focus of the survey was. What was the methodology?
Absolutely. So it was their national conference just a few short weeks ago, and it was an opportunity for us to go out and survey not only in some of the local markets but across the nation, both men and women small business owners, to understand their perspectives on growing, being successful, and the challenges that they face in running a small business. So it was very, very exciting, and I've got some great little nuggets of information to share.
Well, and there was emphasis on work-life balance, right?
Yes, there was actually a couple of questions where we focused on work-life balance, personal experiences, and how those might differentiate their approaches from men versus women.
Right, and I do think it's an important exercise to differentiate between the issues that men face, the issues that women face. They are different. The issues are that we face are more exactly the same than different. But there are differences. So, what did you consider to be the most important thing that you asked and that you discovered?
You know, one of the most, I would say, striking differences that stood out was really about how personal experience influences the way we do business. So, for women, 42% versus 25% for men felt that running a household really helped influence and drove the way they did their business.
Hmm. So they women felt like that they had an advantage, maybe not over men, but at least they had an advantage themselves because they had run a household.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if advantage is the right approach, but just the way that they approached their businesses really came from experience in either, you know, running a household, building a family,
right.
Running a
being
family.
Organized, multitasking,
exactly.
dealing with a lot of whiners, things like that. Right? All right, so that's good, and so of course, that's something that women would think about. That if a man were used to running a household, he wouldn't necessarily even think about. Probably, you see my point.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the things that, you know, you think about small businesses in general, they're very personal, right? Everybody builds a small business from a very personal place.
It's humanity. So, it's humanity in the marketplace.
Absolutely. And so as you think about reasons why you may open a small business, those priorities often stem from what you're doing at home, what your personal experiences are, what your personal goals are. So intuitively, and you know, that is what would happen, that's what would carry through. And, you know, another interesting nugget that we found is it even carries through to how they utilize social media. So there was more of a focus on social media platforms for growth and communication with both existing customers and also new customers. And if you think about in social media in general, women adopted that earlier on in most men for their personal use.
Right. Well, I'm not surprised. I did notice that that women use social media more than men. That doesn't surprise me. I think in my experience, in the polling that I've done, and in the people that I know and have talked to around the country over the years, I think that piece didn't surprise me. What else did you learn? When it comes to work life balance, what was one of the things that you learned about small business owners in general, and then the two genders?
Yes. Well, in general, you know, women, of course, 54% versus 45% of male, did find work-life balancing more challenging when running a small business. I mean, and that's not surprising. And I think, you know, Jim, as you've spoken before, many of your things, you know, this is stuff that carries through whether I think you're a small business owner or not. You know, in general, I think women find that more challenging in any type of survey that we do. But this was not surprising to me at all.
No, I agree with you. It is pretty consistent. And why did you come to any conclusions on why that is? Anything that we wouldn't think would be obvious?
No, I think it's all the things that you probably have heard or read before.
What would you say one of the main reasons would be?
That women, one of the main reasons I think that women find work life balance more challenging is because sometimes they're doing two jobs. They're doing the job of home, and they're doing the job of running their small business.
And so after all these years, the men still aren't picking up their share. They're still not doing their share.
I wouldn't say that. Absolutely not.
Well, no, wait a minute, Laura. You can't have it both ways. Women can't say that they're doing it both jobs and then not get, you know. You see what I mean? You can't have it both ways.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, increasingly, I think it's a great question, Jim, and it's fun, right? I think the men increasingly have been participating in taking up more work and chores and responsibilities around the home. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, even for me as a mother personally. The worrying, the focus never.
It's the worry, isn't it? It's not necessarily when a man goes to work and if his wife was going to do the dishes, he doesn't go to work wondering if she did the dishes. If a woman goes to work and her husband was supposed to take out the garbage, she goes to work wondering if he actually got it done. Worry, and she worries about that. He doesn't worry about it. She does.
So women are worrying about their job at home while they're also worrying about their small business.
And that's a self-inflicted thing, isn't it?
Well, worrying is self-inflicted, right?
It is. Hey, I need a website. Can you tell me where we can find the survey?
Yeah, pardon?
Where can we find the survey?
Oh, you can find the survey throughout... you know, some of the websites that we have, and...
Which is? Give us one of them.
Let me focus here for you. You can go to Inc. Yep, chase.com/Inc.
All right, chase.com/ink. Quick break. 20.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.